Welcome to the Shir and Lekutei Sichas Chelek Yud Zayin VaYikra Aleph. This fascinating sicha is an exploration in the tension and balancing act between hakaras mailas atzmai, recognizing one's own self-worth, and anivos, the importance of being a humble person. Sichas in English put out a work called A Knowing Heart, where they collect sichas that the Rebbe advances our emotional frontier, and this sicha appears there as well, because of the nature of this exploration of how do we view ourselves and how do we view others, how do we view ourselves in the context of others, and so on. The Sicha is based on a story that the Friedrich Rebbe told at a Pesach Fabrengen. And that was about how the Alter Rebbe, who assumed the responsibility for the education of the Tzemach Tzedek, brought the Tzemach Tzedek to Cheder. And when he does that, he asks the Melamed to learn the first pasuk of Vayikra with his grandchild, with the Tzemach Tzedek. And upon learning this pasuk, the Tzemach Tzedek asks the Alter Rebbe, why is the Aleph of Vayikra small? The Alter Rebbe entered a state of Dveikus for a long time, and he replied the following. Adam, the first person, was Yetzir Kap of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was formed by the hands of the Eibishter. The Eibishter himself testified how Adam's wisdom was greater than that of the Malachim. But Adam knew his greatness and was overcome by his awareness of this, and therefore he made the mistake and committed the Chet Etzadas. Moshe Rabbeinu also knew his greatness. But not only was Moshe not overcome by his awareness of this, instead, it made him humble and a brokenhearted. He thought to himself, were another person who was not Amram's son or the seventh generation from Avram to have been given such a lofty neshama and such zchus aves, such ancestral merit, that person would surely have been better than he. Hashem says in the Torah, Va'ish Moshe anav miyoid mikol adam ashal pnei adama, Moshe was more humble than anybody on the face of the earth. No matter how low a person's stature, and no matter how simple he was, Moshe would measure himself against him, thinking that if this person possessed the positive spiritual qualities that Moshe was given and had not earned through his work and his ancestral merit, this person would certainly be better than he. There are three types of letters that the Eibishter gave us at Matan Torah, at Har Sinai. Large letters, average-sized letters, and miniature letters. The Torah is written in the average-sized letters, the Beini, because the idea is that a person should be a Beinani. And through Torah, one reaches the level of Beinani. With regard to Adam, the first person whose recognition of his own greatness caused him to commit this Chet Etzadas, a large Aleph is used. And with regard to Moshe Rabbeinu, whose service of Hashem was through humility and brought him to the highest level of humility, so Parshas Vayikra uses a miniature Aleph. This is the answer that the Alter Rebbe gave the Tzemach Tzedek. So the Rebbe asks three series of questions about this story. First of all, the Tzemach Tzedek asked about the Aleph of Vayikra. So why does the Alter Rebbe start discussing Adam Harishon and discuss why there's a large Aleph by Adam Harishon? That large Aleph is in the beginning of Divrei Hayamim. It says the word Adam with a large Aleph. But why is that relevant? Why is that discussed over here? Especially that there's other Mefarshim that already bring about this, bring this answer that the Aleph of Vayikra, the small Aleph, is a symbolism of Moshe's humility without discussing the large Aleph in Divrei Hayamim. And that Samach Tzedek was just, this was his first day of Cheder, he just started to learn, he didn't yet get to the Aleph of Divrei Hayamim. And in particular, the Aleph, bringing about a story of Adam Rishon, and the Aleph of Divrei Hayamim, we seem to not be complimenting Adam Rishon, but we seem to be critical of him. And as we know, the Torah refuses to be critical, if not necessary, even of a behemoth tmei, even of a non-kosher animal. So why discuss Adam Rishon and talk about the large Aleph, especially if it's not a compliment? Number two, in the discussion about Moshe, why is it that the Alter Rebbe started to tell us about the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu would look at everybody and he would think that person is better than me and so on and so forth? Just to say, the small Aleph of Vayikra represents Moshe's humility. Perhaps you're going to say, because the Alter Rebbe said that Moshe recognizes his greatness, his self-worth. So if that's the case, how can he be humble? So Alter Rebbe is here, he's telling us how Moshe Rabbeinu was humble. But if that's the case, why does the Alter Rebbe mention Moshe recognizing his self-worth, his self-value? And then he needs to explain how is it that he was humble. And furthermore, in the explanation of Moshe's humility, the Alter Rebbe says, not only does he recognize that it's a gift from Hashem, but every person that he would look at, he would say, if this person had that gift, and if this person had my school service, he would have been greater than I. Why not just say that Moshe Rabbeinu recognized that his greatness is a gift from Hashem? So why this whole long explanation about the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu? And thirdly, about the big Aleph itself. Here, the big Aleph seems to be like a criticism of Adam Rishon. But simply stated, a large Aleph, a large letter, is telling us something great. And Alter Rebbe himself in Likutei Torah says that the big Aleph of Adam in Divrei Hayamim is symbolic and represents the Adam as he was prior to the Chetei Tzadas, who is even greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. Alter Rebbe says there that he was that prior to the Chetei Tzadas, he was able to be Mekabel from the level of Keser. And Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came to the Oil Mayad, he couldn't penetrate, he couldn't go there where the cloud was covering over. In other words, Adam Rishon had an advantage over Moshe Rabbeinu, the Adam Rishon, the way he was prior to the sin. So is the Aleph a criticism? Or is the Aleph represent Adam Rishon the way he was before the sin? Three sets of questions. Why Bechlal talk about Adam Rishon? Why the Arichus and Moshe Rabbeinu's humility? And why the Aleph, is it a criticism or is it representing the Adam Rishon prior to the Chetei Tzadas? And thus, the Rebbe tells us that the Alter Rebbe's intent over here wasn't simply to answer the question of the Tzemach Tzedek. The intent of the Alter Rebbe was that on the day that he's bringing the Tzemach Tzedek, his introduction, the Hechnas al-Cheder, his introduction to education, was to teach him the full message of the small Aleph of Vayikra. And to teach that full message requires to talk about Adam Rishon as well. When the Alter Rebbe tells us that Adam Rishon recognizes his greatness, it's not a criticism of Adam Rishon. On the contrary, a person is supposed to know their self-worth. It's part of one's avodas Hashem. As a matter of fact, as we're told, that just as one has to recognize his shortcomings, one has to be aware of his advantages, of his milas. So now that we've said that a person has to know their advantages, they have to know their milas, they have to be aware of their self-worth, now we need to temper that with a sense of shiflus, with a sense of humility, of recognizing one's lowliness, and to ensure that we're not overtaken, that our knowing who we are doesn't get to our heads, like they say. And we do that by recognizing that our advantages are not things that we earned, but they're gifts that are given to us from above. And because we recognize our greatness, we have to be even more aware and of our and more in tune with the need and the outlook of humility. And like Moshe Rabbeinu, who is anav mi'od mikol adam al pnei adam. So it's not a stira. Does the Aleph represent Adam's greatness, or does it represent his self-awareness? His self-awareness is not the problem. On the contrary, the tzaddik is self-aware. He is great and he's self-aware. The problem is that even if you're Adam Arishan and you're serving Hashem with appropriate self-awareness, you have to be very careful. Because if you don't temper it and you don't balance it with the appropriate level of anivus and the appropriate dose of humility, it can bring to some very tragic results. Like the chet etzadas, the source of all sin. Now the Rebbe makes it personal to each and every one of us. Adam Arishen is Yitzir Kap of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the handiwork of Hashem's hands. Maisa Yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nitzchim. Whatever Hashem does is eternal. So, even after the Chet Eitz Hadas, which in that original state, prior to the Chet, the Toiv and the Ra were completely separate from each other, Adam is just the Yitzir Kap of just the handiwork of Hashem on the highest level. So some of that remains even after the Chet Eitz Hadas. Some of that doesn't go away. And we actually see that in the way that the Alter Rebbe discusses the Aleph of Adam, the large Aleph. The Alter Rebbe tells us that Adam Arishon, who through this Chet Eitz Hadas, and through Hakaras Malas Atme, recognizing he was committed to Chet Eitz Hadas, the Torah has a big Aleph about him. In other words, the big Aleph remains even after the Chet Eitz Hadas. There's an element, there's a part of Adam Arishon, that Adam Arishon before the sin, which is not susceptible to sin, which is removed from sin, which remains throughout and continues to be with the Chet Eitz Hadas, after the Chet Eitz Hadas. And this Adam Arishon before the sin doesn't only survive within Adam Arishon, but it survives and it continues in each and every one of us. Because Atam Kriyam Adam, because the Jewish people are called Adam, we each have a spark of Adam Arishon in our neshama. And as a matter of fact, what's the greatness of Adam Arishon, that the expression of his advantage over the angels? It's the fact that he gives names to all of the living beings. And we're taught in Svarim that every person, every parent, when they give a name to a child, it's Me'ein Ruach HaKodesh, they're given the foresight to know the appropriate name to give the child. It's an act of Adam. It's an act of Adam. Thus, in each and every one of us, there is some of this Adam Arishon before the sin that survives throughout the whole thing, and we need to be aware of it. And this level of Adam is a level of a tzaddik. So each and every one of us have within ourselves the tzaddik. And even in our darkest moments, and even in our points where we seem most distant, when we do return, we're not like a rochek shenasakar, somebody who came from afar and became close, but we're always been close. And because we have this level of tzaddik, we have the ability to recognize our inherent value, to recognize our inherent maila, the tzaddik within ourselves, And not only do we have the ability, but part of our service of Hashem is this vayigba libe bedarkei avaya, to actually behave, in a way of a uplifted heart, in a way of complete self-confidence, because we have the tzaddik within ourselves. And because we are aware of the power that exists between ourselves, the self-awareness, the healthy self-awareness that there exists within Adam HaRishon. However, even the tzaddik has to be careful. In other words, somebody who's not a tzaddik, for sure they need to have bittul and they need to have shiflus and they need to be humble and be careful that their self-awareness and ego shouldn't penetrate. But even the tzaddik, and here the Alter Rebbe in the story is talking to the Tzemach Tzedek, who has the neshama of the tzaddik who's going to grow up to be a Nasi Yisrael, and he's telling him the message that even the tzaddik must be self-conscious of his self-awareness. And he has to temper it with a healthy dose of bittul, with a healthy dose of anivus. Because even Adam HaRishon, who seemingly was so removed from sin, but without the proper temperament, his self-awareness led him to the tragic Chetei Tzedas. And that's why the Alter Rebbe spends time talking about the type and the mode of the shiflus and the anivus of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because just to be humble, a person can be humble by denying their self-worth, by playing themselves down. But that's not true humility. To say that I am nothing, that's maybe humble, but like the Rebbe says, that there are many people that they say, I'm Taka, not a Metzius. But the other person is even less of a Metzius. In other words, that's playing oneself down doesn't really have the complete sense of anivus in its truest form. And the Alter Rebbe educates the Tzemach Tzedek and he gives him the message that in its truest form, it's not just recognizing that my gifts are a gift, but it's actually looking at each and every single person and thinking that had they had my gifts, they would have even outperformed me. Seeing how they are greater than me. This is the true anivus that the tzaddik needs, because the tzaddik has the self-awareness that they are a tzaddik. So that can only be true tempered with complete and total anivus, which is when you lift the other person up, not just bring yourself down. And thus, Moshe Rabbeinu, who had this true sense of anivus, was able to be mesaken in the Chetei Tzedas of Adam HaRishon. As we know, when the Torah is given, so the Paskas V'Masam, the effect of the Chetei Tzedas goes away. Because Moshe Rabbeinu looked at each and every single person, and he said that anybody, any one of them, if he had his milas, he would have been greater than myself. This is, of course, the message of the story. Every single yid has to see their great and incredible self-worth and self-value, this Adam HaRishon before the sin. And he has to know this, because a person shouldn't be overtaken and say, who am I? What can I accomplish? It's not for me to take on this mitzvah. It's too great, too holy. I'm just a small guy. You have to know that right now within ourselves, we have the power, the Adam HaRishon, prior to the sin, the unaffected, the unpenetrable sense of Yetzir Kapav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the formation of Hashem's hands. On the other hand, we have to remember that these are gifts given to us, and we have to bear in mind that if somebody else would have them, they would have utilized them better. And therefore, not to be ego-driven or have a sense of pride, but on the contrary, to be a shuffle b'nei atzmai, to have a sense of lowness within ourselves. So the tension and the balance of knowing that I have within me Adam Rishon before the sin, but it's all a gift. And every person that I look at, like Moshe Rabbeinu, would have used it better than I. And through this, the Gemara tells us, man de'ihu ze'ir, ihu rav. The Zohar says, he who is small is actually great. In other words, it brings us to the greatness, and to the greatness of bringing out the Moshe Rabbeinu within ourselves, hearing the call to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Vayikra Moshe, the Chiba that Hashem shows, like in that call, the dearness and the preciousness, till brings us to the Avodas HaKarbonos and the Tachlis HaShleimus in the Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi, Sham Nasal Fanacha. In that, there we will do Kemitzas HaTzeinacha, as your mitzvahs may be, B'Karev Mamish. So in summary, the Alter Rebbe is educating the Tzemach Tzedek, and a message to each and every one of us. We have to have a very strong self-awareness of who we are. And who are we, says the Rebbe? We have a spark within ourselves of Adam Rishon before the sin. But we have to temper that with a strong sense of shiflus and anivus, and of recognizing that these are all gifts, and that had any other person had our gifts, they would have outperformed us. So we don't think of ourselves greater than anyone else. Zeigazen.